after a couple of home wins. Ducks hit the road for the first time, destination Laramie. Our next guest happens to have a pretty big connection to that area, that program. He's the beat writer covering Oregon football for the Register Guard. Follow along on Twitter, the handle at RGDuckFootball. Always appreciate the time of Ryan Thorburn. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Always look forward to it. I want to hit rewind real quick to the Nebraska game. A lot of talk about what happened with the offense in the second half. Didn't put a point on the board, but it was enough. Defensively, particularly the secondary, three true freshmen in there. Well, when you think about the misery of last season, and with the understanding Saturday was imperfect, how encouraged should fans be about how the defense and in particular that young secondary has played these first two games?
Overall, I think fans should be very happy to beat Nebraska. If you would have said, hey, before the game, by the way, we're going to win 42-35, I think everyone would have taken that. Now, the way it happened, obviously, was very strange, with Oregon scoring all their points in the first half, looking old-school Oregon on offense, and then not scoring a single point in the second half. But you have to be encouraged that the defense had to do some of the heavy lifting to get that win. Came up with four big interceptions, including the clincher on the last drive when Nebraska could have tied it. So overall, I think Jim Levitt's starting to turn things around, and that's got to be a positive because the offense has proven it's going to be able to score a lot of points.
By the way, you know how cutting-edge Oregon is when their beat writer says old-school Oregon and is referring to, what, 2010, 2011?
Well, those first six quarters, yeah, I'm referring to Chip Kelly, Marcus Mariota with Mark Helfrich. They really put it on a couple of bad defenses. Now, Nebraska obviously has some personnel, and they made some adjustments, but I'm interested to see how Oregon does now. Not necessarily against Wyoming, but just in terms of progressing week by week as the challenges get stiffer.
I want to hit on Thomas Graham. You know, his first start, he had the two INTs. Only Troy Dye made more tackles. And I know from reading what you and a lot of your colleagues said, he made a pretty fast positive impression the minute he got on the practice field. But either way, for a true freshman beyond the stats, Ryan, what you're seeing, does he fall into that wise beyond his years category?
Yeah, I think it's like Malcolm Gladwell, the thin slicing theory. When you first have that first impression and that turns out to be what the person's really like, I think everybody had a really strong first impression of Thomas this spring. They felt like he was going to be a special player at Oregon, and to start being a major factor on defense as a true freshman, coming up with a couple big interceptions, he clearly looks like a four-year starter, an Ifo Ekpreolumu type of player, and that's really going to help Oregon out because he's a nice mix with the veterans they have with Ugo, Arion Springs, Tyree Robinson. So the secondary, definitely looking up.
Malcolm Gladwell, New Yorker magazine. I like the reference there. Talking with Ryan Thorburn of the Register Guard, you've covered a bunch of college football games at a bunch of different venues, and you hear about fan bases who travel well. So have you ever seen an opposing crowd so represented like Big Red brought on Saturday? And were you like me? I just thought it was just outstanding all the way across.
I have. Nebraska. I've seen Nebraska play in Boulder. I've seen Nebraska play in Laramie. I've seen Nebraska on television at Notre Dame, did the same thing to Notre Dame. It's nothing against Austin Stadium or Oregon's fans. They do that no matter what. Bill McCartney had a slogan, keep the red out. He begged Colorado fans not to sell their tickets. It doesn't matter if they get in there. They're just a different breed of fan, and I think it's fun when they travel and hang out in your town. Kudos to Mullins and the guys for setting up that series, because Nebraska is, you know, one of the all-time programs.
No, that was awesome. Continue with Ryan Thorburn of the Register Guard. Earlier in the week, the word was Oregon was going to practice at elevation wherever Gilchrist is. But then the other morning, Coach Taggart woke up and said, yeah, not so much. Did we get anything as far as the reasoning on the decision not to follow through on that? And from your chair, you think one practice at 4,000 feet would have meant that much?
I think it was just a change of heart. I think Willie had a pretty good experience going to Florence, getting out of the smoke. That worked out well. Coaches are a creature of habit. Maybe he thought, this time we'll go up in the mountains on Tuesday, and that'll work out well. But I'm sure the conditioning staff and anyone that's ever played at altitude probably informed Willie that, you know, one day in the mountains doesn't help you at 7,000-plus feet. You got to be there a week. So, you know, this is going to... I think he realized it's going to be mind over matter. Let's go through our normal routine, get as prepared as we can to beat Wyoming, and the conditioning that we have, you know, we'll be fine. But altitude is going to have an effect. It's just you have to have a little bit of depth to get through it. I think Oregon does. It's mind over matter. It is a factor, but going to Gilchrist wasn't going to change that factor.
All right, you know, I know it's a program you're familiar with. I mean, you know, you wrote a book called Black 14 about the Wyoming program. I mean, for those who might not be aware, before he left for Texas, Fred Akers was their coach. And the past decade, they've hosted Texas. They hosted Nebraska. You spoke this week with their athletic director, Tom Berman. So magnitude-wise, how huge a home game is this one Saturday for the Cowboys?
It's enormous. It's a wonderful scheduling quirk for Tom Berman because this was scheduled about 10 years ago. Oregon was very good 10 years ago, but they weren't what they were in 2014. Now, 10 years later, here they come, the Oregon Ducks. They're a national brand. They're 2-0. And it's a good setup for Wyoming because it's not like Oregon is led by Marcus Mariota or Chip Kelly right now. They're a very good team, but they're transitioning. This is Willie Taggart's first road game with this program. So they just feel like it's more realistic for them. When they played Texas and Nebraska, they were either not very good at all or transitioning to a new coach themselves. Now this is Craig Bull's fourth year. So they just see it as a great opportunity.
You know, I thought another interesting aspect of your talk with him on the podcast was he talked about the trip they made here in 2014 and what he witnessed, and while he made observations facilities-wise about what Oregon had created, the two programs are just so different, and they're upgrading their facilities. And he talked about, I guess, reflected maybe on how different these facilities will look, and that while he admired what Oregon did, it's just not their style, if I was hearing that properly.
Yeah, it's all about fit. I mean, Wyoming needs to upgrade their facilities to keep up with the Joneses in the Mountain West, just like everyone's trying to keep up with Oregon and the Pac-12. But they don't necessarily need the Ferrari leather and, you know, all of the bells and whistles. They just need a functional, high-level facility. So I just think Wyoming, like you said, if you're talking about brands, they're the opposite brands of Oregon. Craig Bull wants one road uniform, one home uniform, same helmet every week. They run the ball. They haven't run it well, but their style is pro style. Oregon is spread, and it's just two different cultures, and that's what's great about college football in these matchups. It's very unique. Eugene and Laramie are both good college towns, but very different, the way politically and otherwise, I'm sure.
There are probably younger Oregon fans out there being, well, what is this one uniform for the road and one away you speak of, Ryan? In closing, when Wyoming was here in 2014, you mentioned Craig Bull. He was their first-year coach, and, he'd worked as an assistant Wisconsin, Nebraska, built a powerhouse at North Dakota State. So what did their athletic director, Tom Berman, have to say about, you know, at that time, landing him at Wyoming, and how perhaps now maybe you're starting to see his program start to take root with, you know, the first bowl appearance last year?
Well, it's all about fit, and they believe Craig Bull is the perfect fit for Wyoming. I mean, he did build an FCS powerhouse powerhouse at North Dakota State. I think a lot of national media was really shocked when he ended up leaving North Dakota State for Wyoming instead of, say, a Minnesota or an Oregon State, you know, a bigger program. So that was a coup for Wyoming. But one thing that attracted him to Wyoming is they're going to be very patient, and he can build it how he wants for as long as he wants to. And this is the fourth year, and they've made a lot of strides. I mean, obviously Josh Allen is being compared to Carson Wentz, the North Dakota State quarterback they developed. Their defense is really getting a lot better. And unfortunately for Josh Allen, their running back, tight end, center, and wide receiver from last year are all in the NFL now. So it's still a transition, but a lot of really good pieces in place for the future.
All right. He is Ryan Thorburn on Twitter at RGDuckFootball. Ryan, you travel safe back to your old stomping ground. Always appreciate your time and insight. And thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take it easy.